Hey friends, welcome to another episode of The Pursuit of Spirit. If you're new here, my name is Victor, and on this page we explore consciousness, awakening, spirituality, psychedelics, and more. Today I want to discuss how trauma affects the spiritual process, and specifically awakening, and why it's essential to heal trauma if you want to go deeper into spiritual work and existential questioning. Now, you may have noticed this on your own spiritual path, that when you have trauma, it's hard to be at peace, of course. It's hard to have a quiet mind. It's hard to do anything other than deal with your trauma when it's unhealed. And I think what a lot of people face on their spiritual path, and why we could say a lot of people stagnate spiritually, is because they're not doing the very basic human work of healing those insecurities or those traumas that were developed in childhood or early adulthood. And because they are unhealed, they actually limit and bottleneck the amount of consciousness, we could say, that is capable of coming through your mind and body. And when we think about this, it makes sense, right? If you have a really chaotic mind because of some deep stored trauma in your subconscious, or you have a ton of anxiety in your body because of some insecurity or fear you haven't really looked at, then how can you do any deep existential questioning for any extended amount of time? Because when we get into the deeper aspects of spiritual work, like self-inquiry and doing psychedelics and higher doses of psychedelics, what we find is that what's needed is a quiet mind. Now, psychedelics are interesting because they almost bypass that aspect of your mind that is limiting the consciousness, and they just open it anyway. But also, a lot of what psychedelics do is they bring up the trauma that needs to be healed so that you can move past it. So psychedelics are kind of a wild card, but in general, the deeper spiritual practices, self-inquiry, meditation, just deep questioning without getting distracted or without getting confused, all of this stuff needs a quiet, stable mind. And that's why a quiet, stable mind is emphasized so much in spiritual work. You know, meditation, really, when we think about its true original purpose, it was to aid in deep existential questioning, and it was to aid in this deeper process of awakening and self-realization. So the purpose of things like meditation and self-inquiry are to bring the mind to a spot where it's quiet enough that truth can come through. And in Buddhist practice, they call this insight or wisdom. But without the quiet mind, no wisdom or insight can really come through. Now it can, but it won't be as clear and it won't be as deep. And so that's why traditional meditative practices, which quiet the mind, are emphasized so much. So for me, I've been held back a lot by personal traumas, and I think there's an aversion to dealing with it. Because when you get a taste of the existential, when you get a taste of God, it can be humbling and it can be almost humiliating to come back down into your earthly meat suit and work on things that, from your perspective, might seem dumb. You know, some trauma from when you were younger or some insecurity might seem insignificant to some of the experiences you've had. But from a big picture perspective, you have to notice that until you heal those things, you can't really stabilize in any deeper experience you've had. And you also can't consistently go deep and consistently investigate, because you'll just have too noisy of a mind. You'll have too much anxiety in your body, and you'll basically be too preoccupied with just dealing with your trauma so that you can't go deeper. So I know that might have been a lot quickly, but I think this is worth contemplating. The areas of your mind, your life, your body, your psyche, where trauma is holding you back from doing deeper spiritual work. And I know for me, there's been multiple times I've done psychedelics and my meditations after I do the psychedelic, because the psychedelic brings up the trauma and I'm able to work through it and heal it, my meditation sessions after are so much more profound and they're so much deeper, because that subtle disturbance in my psyche is healed, it's more peaceful, and now I can go deeper. So it may seem, again, like it's not really worth your time. It may seem like, yeah, let's just go straight for the, you know, altered states of consciousness. Let's just go straight for the high doses of psychedelics. And hey, sometimes you need to just jump in. But from a big picture perspective, looking over your lifetime, if you don't work and heal that personal, individual trauma and insecurities and fears and inner demons you have, they will hold you back from going deeper. So let me know your thoughts down below. I'm interested to hear what you think. This has been my experience, and I've noticed this just in general, that healing trauma is important because it quiets the mind and it allows the mind to go deeper into spiritual work. So again, let me know your thoughts down below. Hit that like button for me, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace. Hey, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more, visit pursuitofspirit.com.